We want to, in this month, be focusing our attention on Thanksgiving. And so today, let's look at that hymn entitled, Now Thank We All Our God. Listen to these lyrics. Now thank we all our God with heart and hands and voices, who wondrous things has done, in whom this world rejoices, who from our mother's arms has blessed us on our way with countless gifts of love and still is ours today. Well, for modern day American Protestant churchgoers, the hymn, Now Thank We All Our God, likely conjures up an image of a congregation singing in unison, a pipe organ blasting away at a stately tempo, and a church full of people thinking about the approaching feast of stuffed turkey with cranberry sauce. And in order to understand where this hymn came from, let's look at a very different image. A minister and his family sing this hymn before dinner to thank God for the scraps of food they have on the table in their meager home in a desolate refugee city that is afflicted with famine and disease and war. And since the earliest projected date for this hymn is 1636, and the oldest known date is 1663, this hymn was certainly written during or soon after the Thirty Years' War, which happened between 1618 and 1648. Martin Rinkhart, 1586 to 1649, was this accomplished musician who studied at the University of Leipzig and then spent most of his career as a musician and archdeacon in the city of Eilenburg during the Thirty Years' War. There's a British hymnologist named J.R. Watson who accounts that as one of the last surviving ministers in the city, Rinkhart had to stretch personal resources to take care of refugees and spent most of his time performing nearly 50 funerals per day at the height of the plague. This experience during the Thirty Years' War had a profound impact on his poetry, just as it did for his hymn-writing contemporaries. There's a Lutheran scholar named Karl Schalk observing that unlike the objective hymn texts of the Reformation period, the cross and comfort hymnody of the time reflected life situations of the people with greater metrical regularity, smoother language, and a theology relatable to everyday life. And only a few of the 66 hymns in Rinkhart's collections were reprinted in German hymn books. Now, Thank We All Our God was translated into English for British hymnals by Catherine Winkworth. Winkworth published almost 400 translations of German hymns into English for British hymn books between 1855 and 1869. The text of the first two stanzas are based on Sirach 50, 22 through 24. Now therefore bless ye the God of all, which one only doeth wondrous things everywhere, which exalteth our days from the womb and dealeth with us according to his mercy. He grant us joyfulness of heart, and that peace may be in our days in Israel forever. The first stanza is a depiction of a bounteous and gracious God who has blessed us and provided for us. The text is propelled forward by the phrases beginning with who and whom and ending with the descriptors of God's actions. Who wondrous things have done, in whom this world rejoices, who from our mother's arms. For someone in Rinkhart's dire situation, this expression of abundant gratitude might seem like hyperbole. If you don't live in constant fear of starvation, the plague, and invading armies, you're already quite a bit more fortunate than he. And yet, he expands this description of God into the second stanza by bridging the two with similar ideas. Countless gifts at the end of the first stanza with a bounteous God at the beginning of stanza two. And then the second stanza of the hymn moves to the future praying for guidance and a continuation of thanks and praise. Oh, may this bounteous God through all our life be near us with ever joyful hearts and blessed peace to cheer us, and keep us still in grace, and guide us when perplexed, and free us from all ills in this world and the next. And then the second stanza also employs that poetic device by beginning each phrase with and in three successive phrases, and keep us, and guide us, and free us. And the three verbs are arranged in an implied chronological order that leads up to the final phrase, this world and the next. The third and final stanza brings the hymn to a close by acting as a German Gloria Patri, a lesser doxology, which offers praise to all the persons of the Trinity, acknowledges God's eternal nature in the last line. All praise and thanks to God, the Father now be given, the Son and in Him who reigns with them in highest heaven, the one eternal God, whom earth and heaven adore, for thus it was, is now, and shall be forevermore. Take a listen as there is a rendition of this hymn, Now Thank We All Our God.
Yeah.